This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you really have to get engaged. I really love it if you would just get involved, get engaged. And you don't want to talk to me? Head up to the website or head up to the, what is that stupid thing called, Facebook, and check them out there. And talk to those people. They're probably smarter than I am, and I'm willing to admit that. There's no pride going on here, buddy. Let me tell you what. You know, I know there's plenty of people smarter than I am. I don't think I have the end-all, catch-all to everything. You know, part of my job here, part of what I kind of pride myself on wanting to do, I want to get you to think. Why do you believe what you believe? Why do you believe what the pastor says or the rabbi or whoever? Right? You gotta make these things yours and your own. You should be able to speak to them. If you can't speak to them, then I don't even know what to tell you. That makes no sense to me. Again, maybe you can explain to me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So, all these publications, all these Facebook posts about the low-information voter, those Bible thumpers in the middle of the country, those, you know, people who only get their news from conservative news sources, like it's the worst thing ever. Right? I love it. I think it's hilarious. So, don't you love people ask you questions when you're on the air? It's okay. It's good. Because I can, you know, I got two eyes. I can read two things at once. Two halves of the brain, I can, no? Okay. I have a hard time doing one. Yeah. So the dark rigidity of the fundamentalist rural America, this is, this writer says, as the aftermath of the election of Donald Trump is being sorted out, a common theme keeps cropping up from all sides. Democrats fail to understand white working class flyover America. Now, Trump supporters saying this, progressive pundits are saying this, talking heads across all forms of the media saying this, even some Democrat leaders are saying this. But it doesn't matter how many people say it, the writer feels that this is complete and utter BS. He says it is an intellectual, linguistic sleight of hand meant to draw attention away from the real problem. The real problem isn't East Coast elites who don't understand and care about rural America. The real problem is that rural America don't understand the causes of their own situations and fears. They show no interest in finding out what they are or how to fix them either. Ooh. They don't want to know why they feel the way they do or why they are struggling, because they don't want to admit it is in large part because of the choices they have made and the horrible things they've allowed themselves to believe. I grew up in a rural Christian white America. Here we go. Right? I mean, these guys can't wait to hang everything on God. But anyway, You'd be hard-pressed to find an area of the country with a higher percentage of Christians or whites. I spend most of the first 24 years of my life deeply embedded in this culture. He says, I religiously, pun intended, attended their Christian services. I worked off and on their rural farms. I dated their calico-skirted daughters. I camped, hunted, and fished with their sons. I listened to their political rants at the local diner, truck stops, and whined at their racist, oh, and winced at their racist, bigoted jokes. He said most of these were said more out of ignorance than animosity. He said, I've watched the town I grew up in from the robust economy with well-kept homes and infrastructure to a struggling economy. Sure, and that's all their fault, but anyway. Right, to a struggling economy, which shuttered businesses, dilapidated homes, broken down infrastructures. It's all happening over the last 30 or 40 years. The problem isn't that I don't understand these people, but the problem is that they don't understand themselves or the reason for their anger and frustration. The writer goes on to say, in deep red America, the white Christian God is king. Figuratively and literally, religious fundamentalists has shaped most of their belief systems. And they're not conducive to introspection, questioning, learning, or change. See, right there, this is the first. I could do a whole hour on this article alone. That's the first lie. We're always taught as Christians to look in at yourself again, to check yourself out, to make sure that what you're doing is in line with God's word and the right thing for the people. He said, we have a belief system that's built on fundamentalism. It is an open outside criticism. No, not true. The problem isn't that coastal elites don't understand rural Americans. The problem is that rural Americans don't understand itself. And you're right. I'm not going to listen to a heathen. I'm not going to listen to someone who can't stand God, who thinks that God is the problem. Doesn't matter how understanding you are, how well you listen, what language you use. If you're viewed as an outsider, your views will automatically be discounted. No, it's not true. If your views are against God's word, you'll be discounted. He says he's had plenty of conversations with these people. He presents them in an informative way. He wants to help them enrich their beliefs. Well, you can't help them enrich their beliefs if their beliefs is based on the word of God that you refuse to read or believe in yourself. What a dim point of view. He goes on to say that they usually respond with, that's your education talking, in a derogatory way. They dismiss everything I said. You know, it's not true. This stuff is just not true. He may perceive it that way, and some of those people might be hardcore. I don't have enough time for this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to talk about some of the madness that's going on out there. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, the first, let me start off with the first thing that should send you into a tizzy, which is this sick, sad replacement for Obamacare that the Republicans are putting up. Any thoughts on this yet?
It's crap!
Sorry. Okay, we already know.
That's from. Couldn't resist. It's a joke, and the joke's on us. The joke's on us.
Ow.
It really is.
Okay.
You know, I don't even know what to say because it's not going to make things better. And they keep saying, oh, we're going to do something in phase two and phase three. Well, that sounds like kicking the can down the road. Why don't you do, and I realize they can't do certain things, but one of the things, they're not talking about a lot of things, like getting rid of some of the mandates. You know what I mean? That would make insurance less expensive, like men shouldn't have pregnancy coverage because they can't get, you know?
Yep.
So there's too much stuff that they're not doing. And all everybody else is seeing is they're repealing Obamacare with something that's Obamacare light. That's what people are seeing.
Well, yeah, and the thing I don't like, too, is we were talking about this a little earlier. You know, the CBO comes out and says 24,000 people are going to be without health care in 2026. And they go, look, some of this stuff is just a lie. The people that are going to be out without health care are the ones, remember, the mandate to forcing them to buy health care is going away. So do you really think that people that were forced to buy health care, if they don't like what's in front of them, are going to buy it anymore? See, they're not. They're going to go back to their employers. They're going to do whatever they think they need to do to to get the insurance that they need or insurance they don't want. So I wish they'd stop screwing with these numbers. I wish Republicans would speak up.
Well, you know what we need? You know, the government just needs to get their filthy, dirty hands off of our health care, period. The reason health care costs ever went up and prices ever went up in the first place was because government got their dirty little filthy hands into it. If they would just leave us alone, get their hands out of it, the free market would have kept going like it was, and it would still be less expensive. The cost started going up, what was it, the 70s, when they started demanding that every emergency room has to take care of everybody and anybody. It doesn't matter if they can pay. Even though we had charity hospitals that helped, that were voluntary donations that helped people. No, they changed it. So every hospital has to do it. So guess what? We had to pay for it. And then they just, of course, Medicaid, Medicare, all these, entitlement programs. And, yeah, we pay into Medicare through our withholdings and our paychecks. But believe me, that doesn't even cover probably 1 year of what we use when we get old.
Yeah, I look at what's coming down. I also, who was it? Pelosi was saying, the problem with the bill is it doesn't create the pool that we need to keep this alive. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what she's talking about, right? She's talking about the pool of young people that it needs to be able to pay the bill for the old people. But you won't hear her say that.
Except young people can't even find decent jobs, and they aren't buying insurance. They don't care about the fine because they aren't making as much money, so they're not getting fined as much. It's cheaper to be fined, not have insurance, than pay for something that they never use.
Yep. My irritant is they had, and I'll give you credit for this one because this is, I was screaming about this, was, you give them all this time. They voted to repeal it, 60 times, and they had nothing to pump in place. Makes no sense.
Yeah. And, I wonder, though, I wonder two things. Did they have something in place and then Trump didn't like it, or did they just not have anything in place? So we don't know the real story. That's an interesting thing to me, because Trump has always said all along it. He actually likes Obamacare. He just doesn't like it because it's called Obamacare. I mean, he's for giving people, providing people health insurance. Listen. My husband was literally just responding to what I'm saying in the other room, not realizing I'm on the radio.
At least you know he's listening to you, right? Could be worse.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. But I wonder about that because, that's the fly on the wall kind of thing that we're not going to probably hear about.
No, and they're going to push this and push this and push this as the best health care possible. And if they do it and it has all these issues, that's it. The Republicans are done. They will lose the House and the Senate.
2018 is not going to be the year people think it will be. Not at all.
Not if they push us through. So let's talk a little bit about that. And I know it's kind of tough for the listeners because they haven't heard it. But I sent you a clip from the Texas, and then we can't play it because it's way too long. But I sent you this this clip from the Texas legislature, and it was the Texas Freedom Caucus. And what they did was they had the head of the, what was it, the Chamber of Commerce for Texas there. And he brought up this bill, or he was fighting this bill, but he fought it with a report that he hadn't read and that he hadn't shown to the committee that took a stance against the law. And on top of that, the committee that took the stance against the law wasn't even out yet or out for reading or cleanup or what have you. It was hilarious. So I sit there. Yeah, that, right? You're sitting there, you know, scratching your head going, what the heck is wrong with you people?
Yeah, I couldn't understand that. So they took the Chamber of Commerce took a stance before they even against the legislation, before they even actually read the legislation.
Before they knew what it was, and they based it on a report that was written against a bill that wasn't written, and the numbers made no sense. And to watch these Freedom Caucus legislators go after this guy, and the guy kept saying, I'm sorry, I have to disagree. I'm sorry, I have to disagree. I'm sorry, I have to disagree. But guess what? When you don't have the information you need, how do you take a stance on it? And that's what the legislature kept saying. You're disagreeing with the fact from the report that you have.
Right. And this is how a lot of these people basically roll, is they are told this is your stance on this, so they don't back anything up with facts. It's all emotional based and whatever, you know, numbers that they get thrown at them by the far left wing lobbying groups who say, here's what you have to say and here's what you have to know. And they don't even bother researching for themselves to find out if what they're even saying is right.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Music is a world within itself.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Listen, before I get back to Kimberly, Pamela from Pennsylvania has been waiting patiently for a while. She wants to talk about Muslim holidays in the New Jersey school system. Pamela, thanks for being with me.
Hi. Okay, last week there was a big brouhaha over an Islamic holiday that they wanted the school board to put on the state calendar. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but didn't they let take God out of the schools altogether? So why should I have to be forced to celebrate an Islamic holiday, but my child, who is a Catholic, can't celebrate Ash Wednesday?
Pamela, if you're gonna bring logic to the table, they're not gonna play with you. You know that, right?
Yeah, I mean, but they're like, it's the whole thing about it. In Philadelphia, just last year, there was a big thing where they wanted to provide Islamic students with prayer mats.
Yep.
So they could pray.
They've done that at some of the public schools.
Christian children can't.
Yep, they've done it at public schools and other places where Christians have been told they can't bring the Bible in to do 15 minutes of what they call free sustained reading. So it is a double standard, and you're right. I mean, if New Jersey's really doing this, it's not right. It's not fair to the others.
The biggest insult of all is the Islamic community made the point that they were in the majority now.
That's scary. Yeah, it's interesting how when there was a majority of another group, that didn't matter. It didn't count because, you know, there's a separation of church and state. But the Democrats don't have any. They don't have the spine. I'll keep it clean. They don't have the spine to go and push back against these people. I don't know what they're afraid of. I mean, if it's truly a matter of law only. I'm sorry?
They better be afraid of God.
Yeah, well,
because
guess what?
He is in control.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, Pam. We all need to have respect and fear of God. And thanks for calling tonight. I do appreciate your time with me.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
So now let's bring in Kimberly. I don't know, Kimberly, did you hear any of that?
I did. I heard the whole thing.
Well, so, yeah. They want to create, give the school a Muslim holiday off of, which is really funny because in the area that I'm in California, there's always been arguments about the two lousy days that the Jewish community asks for off every year. And we fight it. People fight it in the whole nine yards because it's a religious holiday. But this one seems to be okay.
So these are the same people that don't call Christmas break anymore, don't want nativity scenes, don't want Christian plays. Some places don't want kids going to see the Nutcracker because they say it's got a Christmas tree, so that's somehow about
that's
Christmas.
Right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Massachusetts. So these are the people you're talking about, and they want to give a special holiday for a very small percentage of others. But it would only see the way it works already now. If you do have a certain religious holiday that you need to take the day off for, it's an excused absence. This already works that way.
Yeah, but the problem in school though is if the kids take the day off, okay, what are the holidays off? They'll take a zero for the test. In a lot of cases, they won't allow it to be made up.
Oh.
So that's the argument that some have in the religious world, including the Jewish community. They have two high holy days, and the two days they're required to be in synagogue, and I'd say the majority of them, from what I see, are in there. And we can't make or haven't in the past been able to make accommodation for them.
Why are they making accommodations for anyone else now?
When I say accommodations, right? Not something that would necessarily cost us money, but if they truly have to be in a synagogue, then all we're saying is instead of marking them down, let them take the test the next day or the next time or whatever. It doesn't have to be specifically on the day that they give it. It's not like it's a statewide test or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Right.
But I don't know. Some of this stuff is just irritating to me because it's so, again, like, listen to this. There's no argument on this day. They'll probably end up giving it. We've seen it in other places where they've created prayer rooms at schools. They've allowed it, not just prayer rooms, but they actually give them time to go do their prayer there on school grounds. Yeah, so much for separation of church and state, right?
Yeah. Are there any chapels on school grounds? I don't think so. Right? Unless
no.
It's a chapel, you know.
No, no. Well, you could have a chapel, but it would probably have to have white walls and, you know, no crosses, no religious scenes in there whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there.
No, but I love how the left embraces one particular religion and, you know, wants to just toss out all the others. It's very strange. They're very strange, odd, mentally disturbed people.
Well, I think part of it, though, is that they have such a hate and dislike for the Judeo-Christian lifestyle that, you know, anything that we or anything that they ask for, anything that they want, is immediately the separation of church and state. However, when another group that they're somewhat in line with or don't see a problem with, they more than welcome to have everything.
Somewhat in line with? Their beliefs are far, 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 far extreme compared to the left, Islam. Far, far extreme, no, the opposite direction. They're not liberal people. These are people that, and obviously I know it's not all Islamic religion, but the people who are like fundamentalists and who are strict Islam, their women have to cover themselves up. And they can't be wearing, you know, pea hats.
What hats?
Never mind.
La 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 la. Okay. Got it. Oh, God. Don't do this to me. I don't know if you heard. I'm going to just throw some stories at you just to make you crazy. Did you read the story this weekend about the college students, the recent poll that shows the college students have been using their grant money for their vacations. And
what?
Yeah, yeah. So there's been quite a spike in college students using their college grants and their college money to go on vacation. And they really don't have a problem with it, because when most were asked about it, they said they felt like the government was going to forgive them that debt anyhow, so it wasn't a big deal. They weren't worried about taking out bigger loans. Yeah, Tammy's about ready to fall over.
Well, they're going to be sorry when they're, you know, maybe they just don't plan on ever paying it. That's the problem.
Well.
The government gives too much money away to do all of that.
But so if they can get, I mean, what's it, to go on spring break, if you're in the middle of the country and you're going to go to Florida, California, it's not cheap. It's probably a couple of grand by the time you get done. If you're a college student, that's a mess of money, is it not?
Well, for the record, I took a class when I was in college, English Origins of Business Law, and part of the class was we had to go to England for spring break. But it was a learning,
okay.
We went to Parliament. I got to sit there and watch them live. We went to the House of Commons. It was an educational / spring break, but, you know, we weren't sitting at the beach going crazy. We were actually seeing historical things, that also, you know, related to our law class. So I've been to places that a lot of people in England never have gone to, because they don't go to the House of Commons, which, you know, you have to have a special invitation and know someone to go there. So it's pretty cool. So, but that was a legit excuse.
So while you were talking, I was reading a little more on this story, and here's the funny thing about this. When they ask these kids the questions, and I do call them kids, a lot of the students didn't understand exactly how the loans worked. They didn't understand the whole thing about, interest rates, and how the interest rates, you know, compound over the years, and what they're going to do with it, and how they're going to pay them off, and how long it was going to take to pay them off. They had no clue. And when we come back, I'll give you some percentages of where they're spending that money. You're going to pass out. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Do appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
I'm putting you on the Millennial Diet Program. That means I tell you everything the millennials are doing, then you can just go throw up. You know what I mean? Works out well.
Yeah.
So,
that'll work.
According to the survey released by the student loan program, more and more students are now using their educational loans to cover excess lifestyle expenses. Breakdown of the respondents answered when somebody was on the phone asking them these questions. And they answered them. Right? So 2.5% of them said that they were using their grant money for alcohol and drugs. Almost 3% said vacations. Almost 13% said restaurants. Clothing and accessories, car payments. Well, clothing and accessories were almost 15. Car payments were almost 19. And the balance on other bills, like, you know, cell phones and stuff like that. So.
You know, expenses I get because you got to live, right?
Right.
But not all that other stuff, that seems insane to me.
Yeah, I can't. If you're tight on money, what are you doing going to restaurants to eat? Can you do not? Can't you get a hot plate in the dorm room or something? Don't they have cafeterias?
I don't get it. Like, don't go out to eat. Use that money for something you're really supposed to be using it for.
Wow.
I don't get it. You know, I can understand once in a while, but not all that time. And they're going to have to pay all that money back.
They don't understand that part. That's the part they don't really get, as to how long it takes, what it's going to be in interest, and what they need to do. They really don't get it.
No, they don't.
So.
And they're supposed to, before they get the loan, they're supposed to, like, have a class or whatever that explains all that.
Well, explaining it and understanding it are two different things, as you know. But a large portion of these young people think that they're going to be forgiven their debt. They think it's going to go away. The government's going to pick it up. Who's telling them that?
Well, don't they realize that if that is the case, I mean, part of it's going to be they're going to have to pay. I don't know. Maybe they just really don't think they're going to have to pay it back.
Oh, they will. They'll pay it back in their taxes, right? I mean, when they get their job, their money's going to be replaced somehow.
Someone will pay it, right?
Yeah, well,
someone will pay it. It may not be them, but in the meantime, they're not going to stop spending it.
No. You know they're not going to stop spending it because, again, they see it as theirs to begin with. That's the scary part.
They're entitled to it.
You're seeing more and more of that in the young groups who really don't understand where that money comes from. They don't understand how it gets replenished. They don't understand how they get use of it. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's because they think it grows on a tree. You know, I mean, think about it. We have people in Congress who pretend like money grows on trees or there's a money pie. I mean, look at Bernie Sanders. The guy's a raging loon. He just thinks there's this money pie. There's this pie of money. And, you know, the 1% has gotten this bigger, bigger slice than all the 99 other percent, as if you can just dole out money that way. And that's just not how it works. But that's how these people think, that there's some amount of money and some people are getting a bigger amount than other people.
That's true.
And the government needs to correct that.
Yeah, I get a kick out of that when I hear them talk like that. Like, oh, the government's got all the money. They know where it is. They could just get it. Like, yeah, what? You don't just go get money. You just don't print money. All right, some more crazy stuff. The American Association of Physics Teachers, also known as the AAPT, encouraged attendees of its winter summit to wear pronoun stickers. That's in order to reduce instances of misgendering. Organizers of the seasonal gathering were apparently so concerned about the prospect of misgendering that they even cautioned participants entering the meeting to get their pronoun sticker, please. Just go right over there, get your sticker, and write down what you'd like to be called. As part of the ongoing effort to improve inclusiveness at AAPT national meetings, we're providing stickers with pronouns that can be attached to name badges. We pay these people.
They wouldn't like mine, though. I can't repeat it here.
These are professors, professional people. Learned people. No?
Learned people. More like book-read people who don't understand the real world. That's more what they are.
Well, when some people write me and say, I catch you off guard because it doesn't seem like you have a lot to say about some of these things, I go, no, here's the problem. Anything she could say, if I really let her cut loose, could get us thrown off the air. That's the problem.
Oh, yes. I have to stop for a minute. And I have to think about what I'm going to say before I say it. Because I can talk about anything and everything, but I just have to think twice. Because you're right, I don't want to get us thrown off the air.
Well, you right there in New Hampshire, you've got a lot of stuff going on right now with your legislator and legislative issues there as well. You've got things swirling all around you, don't you? What's the biggest issue there right now?
Right now they're working on the budget. So that's kind of the biggest issue. We have crossover, so they're voting on a bunch of bills that are coming up to cross them, you know, pass them or whatever, to cross them over to the Senate to be voted on, and the Senate's going to send their bills over the House to be voted on. So that they're waiting for that right now. And then we get a little bit of a break and then they're back. So I don't know that there's any big bills that are coming up that haven't already been voted on. But they, yeah, they, there was a bill to ban marriage under 18. Because we currently in New Hampshire, it's, I think it's 13, that you can get married at with parental permission in the court of law. No one does, but the left is blowing a gasket as if Republicans want to let 12-year-olds get married.
Oh, all of a sudden they care.
Yeah, when asked about it, when asked about child marriage in Islam and Middle Eastern countries, they don't say anything. And then that's not the point. The reason the bill didn't pass to change it is because it limited it. That's it. It was 18 and up. That's it. So you couldn't make exceptions if someone really wanted to for 16 or 17. Not that kids are getting married that age, but there were cases where a kid was going off into the military and he wanted to marry his 17-year-old girlfriend. So she could get, you know, get they were going to be together. She could get the benefits while he was there, whatever
right.
happened. And then, you know, there was another case where a kid, a 16-year-old girl was dying and her 17-year-old boyfriend wanted to marry her before she died.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. So, but this law would make that impossible. So the Republicans were trying to work on it so that you could have these exceptions, but that's it. You know, these types of exceptions. And, you know, the Democrats want to know part of it. Because, you know, parental rights mean nothing. To me, it's up to your parents. Except for, you know, too young, but and a judge. But, yeah, the Democrats don't like parental rights, of course. They don't like anyone having rights except for themselves.
The California legislature is trying to give parents more rights, if you would, when they're trying to lower the voting age. They're trying to lower the voting age to 17. So you know who. So now, wait a minute. So they'll have 17-year-olds that are able to vote. They'll have illegals that are able to vote. They'll have prisoners able to vote. And they'll have the dead able to vote. A Republican will never, ever, ever be elected again in the state of California if that happens.
You're going to be able to get reelected in the state anyway? Because now you do let illegals vote.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking, no. Illegals, prisoners, 17-year-olds and dead people. There's no, I don't care. What?
Hey, maybe they'll vote for secession then. So you can come back over to the right side and just, you know, California will just fade off into the ocean or go back to Mexico.
I am flabbergasted at this. There are so many things going on in this state that the state needs help with, and that's the best they can do. That's the best thing they can come up with, right?
A lot of people were saying about other bills, they're like, wait a minute, we want to work on the economy, the electricity, you know, utility bills are outrageously expensive. We need to get more to high-tech jobs here, and this is what you're focusing on, that and the gender identity bill that they put into place that was tabled. You know, it didn't fail outright, which it should. But, yeah, they're worrying about these things. And meanwhile, people still, the economy, you know, as much as it might have recovered a little bit, people are still, you know, needing these better jobs than the low-paying tourist jobs we have in the state.
Oh, no kidding. But again, none of that's going to change. These guys are so, especially in California, they are so wrapped up in repealing parent rights and, you know, all kinds of the sexual identity laws. Let's not work any jobs bills. Let's not work on tax bills. Let's not work on any of that garbage. It would make way too much sense. Tell people where they can find you, Kimberly.
NewHampturePoliticalBuzz.org. Granite Croc, and also Conservative ID on Twitter.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, thanks for being with me tonight. Always enjoy when you're with me. Kimberly Moran joins me as usual. Go ahead and check her out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll catch you tomorrow. Tell your friends about the show. Don't forget, we're here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be too.